Yeah, it's gonna be a hard fought game. They're gonna come out and play a hard game, and we can't get complacent with how we've been playing. You gotta keep doing the same things and stay comfortable in that kind of game.
Looks like Al Montoya will be starting for them. Is it fun going against a guy you know?
Yeah, it is. I sat next to him on the plane my first year, so got to know him pretty well, and he's a good guy, good Michigan guy. So yeah, it'll be fun.
Some chirps during the game if you get an opportunity in that end, or do you just leave that alone during the game itself?
I'm trying to stay out at the blue line, stay away from that crease. No, I usually don't get into that too much during the game.
Any in-game secrets that you know about when you face him?
No, not really. I mean, he's a good goalie. He can make some pretty good saves. I remember in practice, at least my first year, he made some pretty incredible saves. But yeah, it'll be a good challenge.
Is he a good mentor too, in some ways, Jacob? Like,
yeah. I mean, if he seems to be friends with everyone, I mean, there's not really. I don't think you'll meet somebody who doesn't like him. He's just a pretty. I'm not going to say goofy, but he's always happy. He's enjoying his life in the NHL. And I think that's something that, after a game you didn't play so well, you come sit next to him on the plane and he'll make you laugh or make you smile. So I thought that was pretty nice.
You like the way your club's been able to handle this as of late? The success doesn't seem like you guys are over the moon or anything like that, but I'm sure you're enjoying what you've been able to put together here to begin the year.
Yeah, I mean, you could say after the first two games, we probably should keep that same attitude that the world wasn't falling down. So it's kind of stay with the same mindset, whether it's going good or bad, that there's a certain way you got to play that'll give you your best chance to win, and just stay consistent with that.